It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
That is a robust sting you've got there, a robust bed.
Thank you.
I should say stinction.
Stingers.
Hi, Maria, how are you?
I'm well, well-ish, yeah. Good, thanks.
Okay.
Well, you wouldn't notice.
You look great.
Oh, that's
glowing.
So
you're always a pleasure to have you in the studio. Thank you very much for coming in with the DVD review. What have we got today?
Today we have an Australian film called Jasper Jones, and it's just like completely the wrong title for the film because the film's quite good, but Jasper Jones is the name of a character in the film, but it's just the wrong title.
Is it? Maybe it's the way it's pronounced. Maybe you need to pronounce it Jasper Jones.
Yeah, true, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose we could do the whole
Jasper Jones
review in a fully wide accent. It's set in Western Australia in the 1940s, 50s.
Oh, that's where Perth is.
Yes, that's right. And there's quite a lot of mining that happens over there. Thank you very much. It's nothing to do with mining, though. It's to do with small town racism. And
oh, the two go hand in hand. Don't worry about that.
I know, it's surprising, isn't it? Yeah, but it's about a young guy called Charlie Buckton, and he's the son of the local school teacher, who's actually quite a nice guy. He's a writer in his spare time, and he's married to a character played by Toni Collette, which is always a good thing.
But the small town Australia, it's been really taking a beating over the last couple of years, hasn't it? It's not looking like a place you'd even want to stop ever.
Are you talking about Wolf Creek?
Oh, Wolf Creek's just the... I mean, don't talk to me about Wolf Creek.
Don't talk to anyone about Wolf Creek. This isn't half as brutal, thank goodness, otherwise I think I would have had difficulty getting through it. This film is directed by Rachel Perkins, who is an Aboriginal director. Her sister is actually quite a well-known art curator in Australia too. And it focuses on the racism as just being kind of like day-to-day. It's not actually the plot line, it's just the situation.
It is Australia.
It's just Australia.
Low background hum of racism, and then everything happens on top.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the Chinese family are just constantly getting sort of like picked on and beaten up because...
It's set in 1969 as well,
1969, thank you for correcting me on that. And it's about these two boys who find this girl strung up, and she's like maybe sort of 16, 17 years old. And of course the young Aboriginal boy thinks that he's going to be blamed, rightfully so.
Yeah.
So he runs away, and the whole town kind of goes into a scare moment. And it's just not what it seems.
Is it based on? Is it completely fictional, or is it sort of based on?
It's based on a novel actually by a guy called Charles. Charles. I made that up. Craig Sylvie, and he's Fremantle based, and it's won quite a few awards. The unique thing about this film is actually the way that the children's characters are really strong. The adults are like caricatures. So they're kind of stereotypes wandering around the town, but the kids themselves carry a lot of weight in terms of what their knowledge is about a situation and their insight into it. They seem very mature and very kind of, they have a lot more insight and awareness than the stupid adults who are really like, you know, cliches.
Which I kind of think is true anyway.
It's kind of true, isn't it?
Yeah. And it always builds a really palpable sense of fear as well. Like the remake of It, apparently, which I think comes out very soon, takes away the perspective of the adults and looks through the eyes of the children, and it just becomes terrifying because the people who have power don't believe the kids, and you're going, what do we do? For their caricatures and all the scary stuff's through the eyes of a child, that's scary.
We sort of spend all of our adult lives trying to make ourselves into something that we think we should be anyway, you know?
Yeah, adults are much better at faking it than children are. And, you know, like, the integrity seems to go.
But, you know, hey, I'm prepared to say that. I'm as much of a dickhead adult as everyone else. But but it's funny because I was just thinking that the other day, actually. I try and talk myself up to my son. And he just laughs at me like, you're such a dick, man. I go, oh, what about that? See the way Dad just did that? That's really cool, eh? And he's just like... just break something, just on behalf, you know.
Yeah,
he's good on him.
Yeah,
good on him.
Yeah, well,
he's been brought up right. That son, that kid.
It's nice to have this refreshing point of view, and of course, you know, like.
That sounds really interesting. That sounds like that's caught my interest there.
Yeah,
and I mean, you know, the Australians do a creepy story pretty well, don't they?
They do, yeah. Like, and this one, it sort of seems like all of those sort of, you know, it feels sentimental in terms of its costuming and treatment, and the town itself is all very, you know, like a setup. But there's so much integrity.
Is there an old rusty windmill?
There are lots of old...
three-legged dingo or something?
Yeah, lots of farmhouses, and, you know, small villages and...
you don't often see a cassowary. Well, you know, like the emu, Australian emu.
Oh, no, you don't. And in fact, you don't
see... Quite a lot of them over there, but you don't see them... You don't see them... No. They don't feature a lot of...
I thought you were talking about straw people again.
Paul Casserly. No, I've seen him. He looks very different to an emu.
He does look different. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, and it's certainly not an Australian native. No, but, you know, I'm just saying, just... This is just as an aside, just talking about Australia. You don't often see the very interesting-looking Australian emu.
That's true.
Portrayed often. You see bear, kangaroos all over the show, koalas, bloody platypus and all that.
Yeah, they're you know, what do you do? Come on, give
the emu a go.
Let
alone the wombat. You know?
Is this film going to lose points for you because of lack of
cancer? No, I'm on board this one. I'm on board Jasper Jones.
It's very little wildlife.
Made last year. It's got Hugo Weaving in it. He doesn't sign on to a movie unless it's fairly good.
That's true. And Toni Collette, of course, is, you know, pretty much an Australian icon.
I kind of forget she's Australian a lot of the time now. She's a very good actress, isn't she?
After the United States of Tara.
Pardon? Right, yeah.
That wasn't my favourite one. But she's just great.
She's pretty fantastic.
And so is Hugo Weaving. You know,
Yes, he's tremendous. And they have a little bit of a struggling kind of relationship in this film, even though it's resolved.
Are they hooked up?
Oh, they're married, eh?
Married! Oh, it's serious.
But she's off. She purchases a new car during the film, as an aside. And
That wouldn't happen.
And, of course, her son springs her with the local cop.
Oh, Smash Palestyles! Don't want to be a spoiler, but...
Yeah, there are quite a few spoilers in here, which I shan't spoil. But it's a great film. Jasper Jones, it's just got the wrong name. If it had another name, I think that it would
What name should it have, do you think?
Well, right at the end, because the father's a writer, he's written a screenplay, and it's called Patterson's Curse. I'm not sure what Patterson's is.
See, Patterson's Curse just sounds like a ride at the Easter show or something.
Yeah.
Or some sort of sexually transmitted disease.
Patterson's Curse.
Brilliant.
I think I might have Patterson's Curse. Went to Thailand and got Patterson's Curse.
The name wasn't incredibly inspirational because it played at the film festival this year, didn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't remember.
Didn't stand out for you because it doesn't have a fancy name,
no.
Eh?
It's not even relevant to the film. I mean, you know, Jasper Jones is the kid who is the half-caste Aboriginal kid in the film. And he's one of the main characters, but he's not the main character. And his storyline is...
It's kind of a cool-sounding name, but you didn't notice it at the festival. When you're gorging at the festival, Sarah.
I definitely gorged. Patterson is a river in New South Wales? Maybe.
And this is set in Western Australia, so I'm not sure of the connection at all.
No.
But Jasper Jones, it sounds like something that should come out of Marvel.
It really does, because of Jessica Jones, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, like, you know, her brother or something.
What's the deal with Jessica Jones? I've only just got on board Jessica Jones. She drinks, doesn't she? Is that the one?
Yeah, I think
it's like a detective, sort of like private investigator.
Have you hit critical mass with superheroes yet? Just a bit.
Hello. Yeah. No. No. I've hit critical mass with American superhero. But after watching that 2000 AD documentary the other day,
I guess that's what I meant. Woo-hoo. I guess I meant the Marvel DC wars and as all the films that seem to be coming out of studios and.
I really like the trailer for the new Thor movie, though, when Thor's and he goes, it's my friend from work.
Good point.
It's the Hulk. The Hulk's awesome because they did so many shitter Hulk movies, didn't they?
Maybe Taika Waititi is the refresh we need.
Maybe.
No pressure, mate.
Yep.
No pressure, Taika. I love Two Cars, One Night. What else have you done? Exactly. I know he's a good man, Taika, and I wish him all the best. Who just got some New Zealander just got some massive job? Making one of those.
It's Jared Johnson.
Yeah, and what was the movie?
He is rebooting. Oh, we talked to Fabian about it.
We did too, and now we've forgotten it. Oh my God! Oh no!
It'll just blend into one.
Who just texted in the word banjo?
Well, Banjo Patterson. That'll be why. See, our listeners, they're onto it.
Sometimes I think the listeners should do the show, to be honest.
That's an interesting idea, like talkback radio.
Ah, Patterson's Curse is a plant.
And it's like old man's beard.
It's a weed, and it's poisonous.
Like kikuya grass.
Well, that's quite weird. I mean, you know, there's no reference to that in the film.
A gorse. So
that's like a loose thread hanging, as is the name Jasper Jones. So.
It's like a loose thread hanging.
It was good.
Like a loose thread hanging.
Like a loose plant.
Just waiting to be pulled. Let the jumper unravel.
It is a classic garden thug, having been introduced via mail-order gardening catalogues in the 1840s and then rapidly invading agricultural land. Do you think it's a colonisation metaphor?
Of course it is.
Look at us.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Look at us being clever clogs. Mike's not enjoying it.
I'm loving it. Once I get gorse in my head, I just can't. I mean, who brought that in? That's when there's a good argument for bag check. You know, like, wait on, before you get off the boat, what have you got in there? What's this? What's this for? What do you got this for? Put some fences or keep the stock in there. Oh, good, but that's great. Take your filthy gorse home with you. Yuck. Now what I think about
gorse. So recommended then.
I want to do a TV show. I've got an idea for a TV show of making not kindergarten age, but maybe 4 to 5 year olds have to a gorse maze, and they have to chase each other through the maze.
But that's horrible though.
No, they don't have to push. I'm not saying they have to push each other into the maze. I'm just saying they let them be careful.
Right.
And at the end of it, they win a toy or something.
You know, that's like...
And some sticking plasters.
Treasure Island, but children.
Oh, my gosh.
At least it'd be real.
Did you know that Lord of the Flies is being remade with just females?
Yeah.
Which is really weird because, you know, Lord of the Flies, of course, is a commentary on what happens when...
Testosterone.
Wow.
And it's being directed and produced by two guys.
We'll see.
But maybe they could include a gorse maze for children.
Oh, Lady of the, what are we called? Lady of the Flies?
Lady of the Flies. Fly ladies.
Lady of the Flies. God, we're keeping solidly on track this morning.
Solidly on point.
And I just want to say, remember, I did give you a little bit of heads up a couple of months ago, actually, that when things are just sounding rubbish, just call through. 309-3879, let us know if we're just getting a little bit off track there, if we've strayed off the path, or perhaps the group's, okay, all the best, cheers.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.
Justice League Dark is the movie we're talking about.